So, that's what it is. Good boy. Good boy. He says, Mom, I want to stay here and I want to be petted by you. I know. I love you. Here's your crate. Go inside. I love you too. Normally, I would have bonding time with him, but tonight, I mean, I played with him a little bit, so I had some time with him. In. Go to your place. In. Good boy. Good night. Okay. There. I love you too, buddy boy. So yeah. Oh, holy Moses. This is going to be my last recording. But I don't know, this year is just a tough one, but it's been an awesome year too. It's been really good. I've learned a lot even in school. It's been a pretty good year. So but I am doing what I can. I'm going down the road of life. And you just gotta, as one of my professors said, and it's really weird because it applies, you guys might think, of course, that it's funny, but it applies to my current situation. You know, one thing that one of my professors said was, we may give you an essay topic that you are totally not interested in. And that has happened to me. You know, I like creative writing. I like stories. I like, you know, listening to a song and, you know, having the story being told in my mind and writing it. I do believe that every song tells a story. It doesn't matter what kind of a musical piece it is, if it's got vocals, if it's just completely a cappella, if it's completely instrumental, every song has a story. And you know, when you write essays, it's always tricky because I've never been one to I've argued positions over stuff, but I don't like debates, and so usually when they tell you to write an essay, especially around this time of year, if there's an election, they say, okay, we want you to write an essay on a proposition, which is exactly what happened this year. We had to write an essay on a proposition, but a couple of years ago, a professor told me, you know, or not told me, but told the whole class, you know, pretend that you care about the subject. Pretend that you care about what it is that you have to write about and put your heart and soul into it and put your passion into it, you know. And he, like you said, fake it till you make it, you know. And I'm not saying that I'm pretending to care about people. That's not exactly what I'm implying at all. But you gotta stay strong and keep going in life, because if you just say, oh, whatever, I give up, you know, it's easy to just give up, and everyone's going to see that vulnerability in you. And if you don't fake it till you make it, and I'm not saying fake that you care about people, I'm saying if you don't, just be strong. Sometimes we're strong without a purpose to be strong. I know that just getting up every day, I'm not even, my health this month isn't as good, you know, and sometimes I'm like, you know, this, and plus I had a major sinus infection a couple months ago, that delayed things for me, and, you know, thank God for antibiotics, I got better, but it was horrid, it was just nasty, and my health this month isn't that great. So, but there's no one that's going to take care of me when I'm sick. So you got to be strong, and you got to move on, and you got to tell the world that you're doing great. And you may not be, but at least if you're honest with yourself, then you know where you can heal and where you can improve on in life. Because I know there are many places I need improvement. But if you stand up strong and hold your head up high, even on the days when you're at your lowest point, you know, the world's gonna, you know that you really care about your job, but the world isn't going to probe the nosy, careless world that I call it. You know, people pretend that they care about you sometimes, and but all they want is the juicy details. What happened? What happened? What happened? You know, there's a world that wants to probe into you and understand you and know every single detail about you. It's as almost if your social security number, and I mean this as in, you know, social interaction, your security around people. So kind of, there's a little humor there. But your social identity, the world wants to know every single little bit about you. And of course, what you want to release to the world is up to you. Social media makes it so much easier. 3 minutes and 36 seconds. You know, especially with the internet being so anonymous, you know, you can just step out and say, well, I'm da-da-da, you know, and, you know, nobody, you know, people could care less. But sometimes people are just nosy, and we have to be careful, because if we let people probe into us and get the wrong impression about us or get the wrong information from us, if we're too open, then we totally have given ourselves, have made ourselves a target. And, you know, then trusting becomes very difficult. You know, trusting is like a bridge. It takes years to build, but it only takes a few seconds to burn. And that's so true. You do not want to burn bridges in a very close friendship. And I know I'm totally rambling off topic, but I really firmly believe in the fake it till you make it. You know, you're not exactly faking it, but you are telling the world that everything is fine. And if you have it all together, then maybe you yourself might start to feel that you're getting into the swing of things and that you're starting to turn the corner. You know, they always say one of the best ways to heal yourself is, you know, to get yourself out of bed as soon as possible. You know, you want to rest, you want to, you know, feel better after the flu, but once you've turned the corner, you know, you don't want to stay in bed all the time. Your body needs exercise, you need strength, but, you know, you need to get up and, you know, get some fresh air. And sometimes it's hard, you know, especially on days when you're feeling incredibly sick. Sometimes it's really hard and you don't know if you can do it. But if you just say, well, I've got to do this. I care a lot about it. I care maybe too much about everybody. You know, people are calling me and saying, I need help with Braille. I need help with this. And I want to help, you know. But sometimes when we have our heads spinning in 9 different directions, it gets harder to fake it till you make it. It really does. So, but yeah, at least if you put your heart and soul into it, you know, there's nothing that you can do wrong. You don't want to fake the important values of life. You just want to put some care and put some passion into stuff that's hard. Life's a challenge, just like writing essays are sometimes a challenge for me. But if you put your care into it, you're going to make mistakes. But if you fake it till you make it, you'll get there. So,
2 seconds.
Sometimes that's what you gotta do.